Welcome to the podcast of Selmore Baptist Church in Ozark, Missouri. To learn more about our church, please visit selmorebaptist.com. And now, here's the sermon.
And let me say that I am always delighted when you bring your own Bible or your own copy of Scripture in whatever form it is, and yet often the words will be on the screen. But we're looking right now at John 20, verses 30 to 31. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in His name. Oh, what a glorious purpose that was for John. We don't have to wonder why his gospel was written. He tells us very clearly, it is written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in His name. Now, let me say this. I have asked the Lord for something today. I want you to know what I've asked Him for. I've asked Him to manifest His presence in such a way that when I come to the end of the service and we have that time of invitation that you're probably familiar with, that there will be people whose hearts have been touched by the Spirit of God and the Word of God, and they will respond to that invitation. And I'm telling you now, that may be you, because this was written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. Which poses this question, who is this man who can make such a difference in your life? And we have already established these things. He is the bread of life. He said, I am. By the way, I am asserts His divinity. God's name, I am that I am. Jesus says, I am. And oh, I like that. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. And so today we're going to look at the sixth I am statement. And if any of you are paying attention, I trust some of you are, you'll know I'm skipping one. I'm skipping one. I'm skipping John chapter 11, where Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never perish. Do you believe this?
Yes.
I'm coming to that on Easter Sunday. So that's why we're moving to this one today. We're in John 14. I love this passage. Committed it to memory many years ago. It is a wonderful, wonderful word to everybody. If you're not a child of God, it's a wonderful word for you. If you're watching online, it's a wonderful word for you. And if you are indeed a child of God, it's still equally wonderful. John chapter 14, and we will begin reading with verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, everybody read this with me. It's on the screen now. We'll get it in the same translation. Jesus said to him, let's say it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. May God add His blessing to the reading of the Word, because this is the Word of God. This is the Word of God. I want you to hear me very carefully when I say this. This text, in a great measure, describes the life that we really want. I think it describes the life you really want, even if you're not a child of God yet. I really do. It describes not only your life here on earth, but your life in the age to come. And if we hear that carefully, I am the way, the truth, the life, it describes the life that we really want. If you truly understand who Jesus is and what Jesus offers, you will say with me, just give me Jesus.
Just give me Jesus.
Say it again.
Just give me Jesus.
Oh, my friend, I want you to understand that. And I want to give you two sentences that God, I think, might have put in my mind this week. I say that because I never know for sure if it came out of my own brain or if it came from outside. Even if it came out of my own brain, I have good sense that God created my brain. So here we go. If you have everything except Jesus, you'll end up with nothing. If you have everything except Jesus, you'll end up with nothing. If you have nothing except Jesus, you'll end up with everything. That's pretty good stuff. And here's what I want. I want you to have Jesus more than I want anything else. I will pray for my health and yours, but I want you to have Jesus more than I want you to be in good health. Just give me Jesus. You say, Brother Hosey, why would you say just give me Jesus? Well, I'm going to answer that with the text open in your lap, hopefully. Before you, we're going to look at the answer to the question, why would we say just give me Jesus? We find the answer in verse 6. Our focus will be in verse 6, but you will find out that we will look at all of these verses. Verse number 6, you're very familiar with it. Jesus said, I am the what?
Way.
Oh. Well, that poses a question. Do you understand Christians ought to think? Sometimes we put our minds in neutral. It's like, yeah, heard that, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. No. You need to be thinking when I'm talking and when the Word of God's speaking. Here's the deal. When Jesus says, I am the way, the question that immediately comes to my mind, perhaps to yours, the way where? The where to, way to what? Jesus says, I am the way. So look at chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said, I'm the way. Let me tell you that Jesus is the way to peace. Amen? And I really do believe that the only lasting peace comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. We have the peace of God. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Look at verse 27. I did not read it, but in the Bible, chapter 14, verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Listen to me. We live in an age and a time where so many people have no peace of mind. Our minds are torn and our minds are tangled. There was an old country song when I was a boy that says, I've got a tangled mind. That's an expression of what I see in the world today. People all tangled up with all of the philosophies of this age, with all of the ways that people speak about life. And yet we have here a message from God that says, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. And He is the way to peace. I believe that He is indeed that only way. It doesn't say a way, it said the way. He is the way to peace. I think it maybe was the Hemp Hills many years ago that said, the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. In all life's frustrations, I need you. You know I do. The only real peace that I have, oh Lord, is in you. Now I will tell you, that's the desire of your heart. In your life, you want peace. In your home, you want peace. In this church, you want peace. That's the desire of your heart. And I'm here to tell you, you can have peace and we can have peace, but it comes through Jesus Christ.
Yes,
He is the way to peace at Selmore Baptist Church. church. That's why I say, just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. He's the way to peace, but that's not all. Notice what he said in chapter 14 in verse number 2. In my Father's house, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. What's he talking about? What's he talking about when he says in this passage of Scripture, in my Father's house? What's he talking about when he speaks about the many mansions or the many dwelling places or even the many rooms in my Father's house? And what's he talking about when he says, I'm going to prepare a place for you? I'm going to prepare a place for you, Hosey Blue, Aragon, James, Clay, all of you, Ray of Sunshine, for you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. For you. What's he talking about? You say, Brother Hosey, we know what he's talking about. He's talking about heaven. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. How many people want to go to heaven? Don't raise your hand. Because if you're not raising your hand, it's going to bother me. Yeah. I think everybody, number one, hopes there is a heaven, even if you're not a Christian. And everybody wants to go to heaven. But not everybody who's talking about heaven is going there, because Jesus is the way to heaven. Are you listening? Jesus is the way to peace. Sure he is. I am the way. He's the way to peace. Let not your heart be troubled. He's the way to heaven. In my Father's house. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the way to the Father's house. This place that he's prepared, I don't know what it's like, but I will tell you, it's perfect. Jesus prepared a place for me. He prepared a place, will prepare a place for you if you are one of his own. It is a prepared place for a prepared people. Are you ready to meet Jesus Christ? And if you are, then heaven is your final home. I will come again. I will receive you to myself. Where I am, there you may be also. I will tell you, I believe the heaven that is now is not the eternal dwelling place of humankind who has trusted Christ. I think the final dwelling place for us is on a restored and renewed earth. And I believe that we will live forever on the earth as God intended it to be from the beginning. And I am truly excited about that. I'm excited about my new body and my new life. And I thank God for it. But I'm telling you, you can't get there apart from Jesus Christ. You cannot live well enough to get there. You're not that good, neither am I. Salvation is through Jesus Christ alone by the grace of God. So, hear me when I say, Jesus is the way to peace and Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus is the way to heaven. No wonder I would say, just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. Hey, if you walked in here, you're not right now a child of God. Right now, something ought to be already working in your heart. It's a longing. It's a longing. Oh, I want that peace. I want that heaven. Can I tell you, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Don't resist that work. We'll give an invitation in a little while. You can come right up here and take somebody by the hand and say, just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. And I believe that he will be delighted to give you himself. Jesus is the way to peace. Jesus is the way to heaven. But I don't want you to miss this. It is the Father's house. This is not incidental. Jesus is the way to God. Are you listening? Jesus is the way to God. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, we usually think about that at the moment of salvation, and rightly so. You never, ever come to God the Father except through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who paid your sin debt and my sin debt and the sin debt of the world. I'm telling you, the only way you can come to the Father is through the Son. But I'll tell you something else. If you want to come to the Father today, and you're a Christian, you're still coming to the Father through the Son. Amen. You don't graduate from that. You will always, always, always need to say, just give me Jesus, because Jesus is the way to God. And this is the desire of our heart, to have peace, to have heaven, and to have God. And through Jesus Christ, you can. And through Jesus Christ, I can. Jesus said, I am the way. That's not all he said. He said, I am the truth. He said, you believe in God? Hey, there's a lot of people. I read the statistics. It's still huge, the number of people that do believe in God. He says, you believe in God? Believe also in me. Those words were fighting words to the religious people of that day. You believe in God, believe also in me. It is a clear call to trust Jesus Christ as God the Son, to trust Him as well as to trust the Father. C.S. Lewis, in talking about Jesus Christ, said, I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with a man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon. Or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. And I stand before you today to say he was not a lunatic and he was not a liar. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's why Jesus could say, I am the truth, because that is the truth. And not only is it the truth, it can be trusted. You believe in God? Believe also in me. No wonder I say, just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is not only the way, Jesus is the truth. Hey, we're living in an age of ignorance and stupidity. Are you hearing me? We're living in that age when people say, there's no such thing as truth. Strangely enough, they think that's true. I don't get it. It's logically incomprehensible. There is something that's truth. It's Jesus Christ. And he has mediated to us through the Word from beginning to end. It testifies of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is life, and Jesus Christ is Lord. So Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth. Number three, in that verse 6, Jesus is the life. Jesus is the life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I remember John 1:3, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. I remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Life. He is the life. I remember John 10:10, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ is the life. You remember the old song? It was sung by a man named Johnny Lee, a country song. It did well for him. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Tell you what, a lot of people are looking for life in all the wrong places. I could even say this, everybody's looking for life. The person that goes out and commits sin, looking for life. Looking for life, looking for that shiver in the liver that says, I'm still alive. We're looking for life. But much of our world, maybe somebody here, You've been looking for life in all the wrong places. There's only one way to life. It's Jesus Christ. That's not only life now, it's life then. It is eternal life, and eternal life begins when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, repenting of your sins, turning to Him in faith. Then you receive eternal life, not just someday, but today. Today I offer to you, on the authority of God's Word, life. Because Jesus says, I am the life. And no wonder I say, just give me Jesus. He's the way. He's the way to peace. He's the way to heaven. He's the way to God. Just give me Jesus. He's the truth, and you can trust that truth because He is the truth. He's the life. By the grace of God, I have life. Nothing that I've done. Oh my. If you knew everything there was to know about me, I couldn't be your pastor. And if I knew everything there was to know about you, you couldn't be a member. Except for one thing. Grace. Grace. God's grace. Grace that will pardon and deliver and heal from sin. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Just give me Jesus, because I want peace. I want heaven. I want God. I want the way. I want the truth. I want the life.